everybody's talking about green architecture. In fact, there's so much talk about green architecture that people are actually talking about greenwashing, which is how do you, what's hype and what's real. But to me, green architecture is just the stuff I've been doing for 30 years, which is being a swamp Yankee. Now, we're here in the Barn of Fun, and there's a swamp outside us here. And the Barn of Fun was essentially visioned as a place where we could get away from our house. And since we are in coastal Connecticut, there's really not a lot to do in the wintertime. So we thought, well, this is really kind of a social summer house. Well, social summer house in the summer in coastal Connecticut means you've got to think about doing one of two things: buying into air conditioning, or creating a house that doesn't need to be air conditioned, because there's about a month in the summer when it's pretty brutal, especially on a swamp. So we designed the Barn of Fun to be a quintessential, if that's a word, the quintessential summer house that doesn't need air conditioning. We don't have air conditioning here. We did that two ways. The first is we created a gigantic screen porch. Let's go out there.
Okay.
And it faces north, so it doesn't get any passive gain. And it basically has a big sweeping view north with some west, and you can see all the deciduous trees that are here that provide enormous shade during the summer, so that we are never hot here. And we never air condition here, and we opened it up on three sides and made it extremely tall so that you can actually get airflow through it, so that we don't even have fans here. The second thing we did, we actually turned our back of the house. We actually made the low part of the house face south, because there's a hill to our south where the sun is, and we turned our back to it and put a nice R34 blanket of SIPS panel roofing there, so that we get almost no passive solar gain during the summer. We have a few little openings to the south that get some light in, but we really don't occupy this house socially in the summer. This is actually a socially in the winter. This is actually a summertime house where we don't want the heat. And we actually provided a bunch of windows in remote locations that we crack open so that air flows through the whole house all the time through high ceilings.
In the winter, this is only the Barn of Mild Amusement.
This is the Barn of Heated Air Management, because it's a barn, and so we have to move the air around very precisely and actually use fans to assist it and all sorts of things so that we can actually micromanage the air. And actually, the temperature of the barn is kept, when we're not here, kept around 45 degrees. So it's sort of the barn of being cold, unless you're here and we turn the fans on and all the rest, because we're only here about 10% of the time. But let me walk you over to the house that we built 25 years ago now, almost 25 years ago. We added on to it, and it's sort of a mini passive solar house with some of my swamp Yankee ideas about how you contain heating bills. And let's face it, right about this time of year, you're getting that first gas bill, that first oil bill. And you're beginning to figure out, God, this is costing a lot more than it used to. Well, there's some basic ways you can rethink the way you manage the airflow in your house, and what you accept from the sun and what you reject from the sun, and what you can use as an insulating feature of your house that maybe you haven't thought about. It doesn't have to be high tech, doesn't have to be super bells and whistles. It just is common sense about where you could have the sun help you, and where you could actually have the airbag of your house help you insulate the parts that you're going to be using. What we're really talking about is keeping your heating bills cheap with this house. And in the Barn of Fun, we kept the cooling bills cheap by just not having any cooling. Basically, the wind does the cooling and shade does the cooling. But we located this little house. When we built this house, it was an 1,100 square foot, one bedroom house. We built it in 1984. And what I decided to do was, since we had a direct southern exposure, was to basically break the house in half. We're standing in front of the house, and there is this big, gigantic southern window, and it goes into a double height space. But over to the right, you'll see there's like a little pod that we built when we were pregnant with our son, Will, and that has two bedrooms, one stacked on its other. And we have 1,800 total square feet. That's it, 1,800, which is less than the average American home by about 500 square feet now. And it's three bedrooms and it's over two baths. And what I tried to do was to acknowledge the fact that this is really kind of a crappy passive solar site, because we're on the downward side of a hill that faces south. So we've given over two-thirds or three-quarters of the house to actually insulating the southerly side of the third by basically giving them all separate heat zones. Let's go upstairs and watch out. Tigga's going to be there, and she's a ferocious guard dog. She may rip your...
I don't want to be assaulted by an architect's dog.
She's very brutal. And we've walked into a gigantic space relative to an 1,800-square-foot house, which is faces out over the salt marsh view, and this faces north. And you can hear the echo because of the tallness of the ceilings. And if you feel it, what's it, about 60, 55 degrees here, right?
Yeah, it is not hot in this room right now.
And so basically, the heat's off. The heat is not on in this house because this is the airbag that insulates the rest of the house, faces north. And the rest of the house, this little mini social part that we use in the wintertime, this faces south. Let's go into that. So if we go through the door here, we walk in here, and guess what?
Oh, it's very warm.
It is warm as toast. And guess what? The heat's off.
Wow.
Because this is the southerly part of the house, and it's actually being heated by the sun right now.
So you are right now one happy swamp Yankee.
That's exactly correct. And part of that is that that in an 1,800-square-foot house, we have four heat zones. We have one for the cold part we were just in, one for this part, which is a double height space with our bed in it. And let's go upstairs. I'm going to show you one of the zones. And we'll check and we'll actually check and see if my older son has done what he's been told to do, which is not have the heat too high. So we go into his room. Now, one of the keys is keep doors shut between heat zones. Because when he goes to college next year, oh, it's a little bit too warm here. Look at that temperature setting. Oh, my God. He set it at 76. Oh, that little...
We've got a very angry Connecticut swamp Yankee here.
So he'll be duly chastised, and I've just turned that down to 60 degrees, and he'll be very unhappy when he walks in and finds out that this little airbag with a roof over it is now been made to become an insulator for the rest of the house because it's unoccupied.
Is this a skylight here?
That faces south, and that actually gets a little bit of a passive boost. But the reality why we had a skylight here was that we actually put the crib here when it was the nursery.
Okay.
And we wanted the baby to look up at the, so, you know, the usual stuff.
Duo Dickinson is the home editor for the Real Life Survival Guide and the kind of architect that would design a skylight for his infant son.